I know it's here somewhere. Finally. Oh, it's time for the doc. You're listening to Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. Take it away, doctor.
Well, it's that time again, and the doctor is in. It's time once again for Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. And this show, we have the new lights in place. As a matter of fact, you can see a reflection right there of one of the lights in the door behind me, the glass door. So, hopefully better lit. It's a work in progress. We're still working on it. We are proud members of the Tech Podcast Network, techpodcast.com. If it's tech, it's right here on Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon. We're also proud members of the International Association of Internet Broadcasters. So there you go. Now, we have some newsy stuff for the tech news, which I suppose is good, right? Anyway, first thing I wanted to point out, though, is that we have a new mascot for the website. The website, of course, being drbill.tv, drbill.tv, as it says there on the screen. So, you say mascot? Yes, well, it's really an old mascot, but at least now you have an actual image of him. And that is, of course, Fred, P-H-R-E-D, Fred. Fred is my cohort here on the Netcast. He's my imaginary friend. And what you see on the website now and in the files as an album cover in the files is Fred looking exasperated, as he usually is with me. Right, Fred? Yes. I suppose I can be exasperating. At any rate, good old Fred. He's always laying it on pretty thick. But we have, as I said, newsy things. So the newsy thing in question here is Turf Wars. You'll laugh. You'll cry. You'll kiss $3 goodbye. No. Not Hardware Wars. Turf Wars. Turf Wars, of course, being specifically Amazon versus Google. We're talking about Amazon refusing to sell Google merchandise like the Chromecast and the Google Home specifically because of the Amazon Kindle. But now Google has stepped up the turf wars by saying that they will not allow YouTube to be on the Fire TV. Which I find really disgusting because I'm a Fire TV Stick owner and I want to be able to watch my YouTube through Fire TV. So that's annoying. Just saying. Also, the last podcast, Netcast thing that I did stirred up some controversy, or as they say in other places, controversy. I don't know if they say that anywhere, but I just made it up, so whatever. But I apparently stirred things up a bit by talking about Terrarium TV last time and doing a demo of it. YouTube decided that was controversial, so they said that I could not monetize that video. Way to go, YouTube! I specifically said I was not condoning people stealing video using Terrarium TV, but I guess the point was that just the technology itself was enough for them to be annoyed. And, you know, it's like Data said about being annoyed. Humanoid. Get it? Yes. No, never mind. Anyway, the next question. Will Disney buy Fox? And if they do, does that mean we get the X-Men back and the Fantastic Four? And does that mean that they may finally have good movies of the X-Men and the Fantastic Four? One can only hope. Now, the article that I posted here is from Forbes magazine, and the author, Scott Mendelson, is saying that he's not really all that thrilled about the idea about Disney buying Fox. Okay, but it sure would help the fans. You know what I'm saying? Yes. All right, Stargate Origins. You know, I'm a big SG-1 fan. Well, they are going to do a prequel as a web series. Okay, so it's web-based video delivery. And it is going to be, but it's going to be done by MGM. It's not like a fan film. But there is a video that I have posted on the blog, the aforementioned drbill.tv, where you could go watch that and see Stargate Origins. They've got a little kind of behind-the-scenes deal for Stargate Origins. So check that out. Also, Bitcoin is going crazy. Yes. What does that mean? That means, as of today, as I record this, Bitcoin had gotten up around $17,000 per Bitcoin. What? $17,000 for one Bitcoin. It's quite an exchange rate. But at any rate, most serious financial people are saying that it's a bubble, that it's not trustworthy, that people that go for Bitcoins are going to lose their shirts. And what do I know? You know, I'm certainly not going to invest in it. Although I do own a tiny percentage of a Bitcoin, which I thought I had lost. But I found the file that showed me how to go look it up. And I found out that my Bitcoin is now worth, are you ready? Drum roll. 13 cents. Yes, even by today's rate, it is now worth 13 cents. Whoa! That's a real drum roll. That drum roll, of course, indicates the Geek Software of the Week. Geek Software of the Week this week is the Handy File Tool, or HFT. The Handy File Tool is a really cool freeware program, totally free, that you can download and use to look at file structures on your computer system, find files that are missing that are out there somewhere. You could use it to rename files, and you could use it to replace text within the file. So, in other words, find a phrase in a file, if they're identical in every single file, replace them globally. That's hard to say. So it'd be like doot, 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 replacing each individual file's stuff within that file, which as a webmaster is something you do quite a bit. So I find it very, very useful. So check out the Handy File Tool, HFT. And, of course, I have a link on the website, drbill.tv, for that and a write-up of the utility. So check it out. Okay, also today we have an important router tip for you that will help you maintain your internet. And it's a really dumb tip, but it actually works. It may be dumb, but it works. What is that, you may ask? Yes, Fred, somebody out there is asking. Anyway, he can be a little obnoxious. Have you noticed that? Yes, well. Anyway, maybe he doesn't like the picture I have of him on the website. What do you think? He does look fairly frustrated, doesn't he? Anyway, point being, the router tip is simply this. Rather than waiting for your router to lock up, because it is a computer, if you think about it, it's just a computer running a particular operating system. It may be Linux. It may be a proprietary operating system. Who knows? Maybe something in the firmware. I don't know. But it's a computer, and it's running, and that means it is subject to lock up and die. So what do you want to do? Every month or so, just reset it. Turn it off. Let it power down. Do it in a controlled way. So you're not expecting to have to use the internet at that point in time, and then turn it back on, let it reboot. Boom, it's back, and it's happier and healthier. So that's just a little tip that I thought you might find useful. Okay, next item. HP admits to bloatware as a security issue. You know, most computer companies put bloatware on PCs before they send them out the door. They get paid by various vendors, like McAfee, to put their antivirus on there. It's usually a trial version, so you end up having to pay for it later if you want to keep it. Or it may be dumb little games or other little programs that are really basically just junk. And it cruds up your system. And it makes your system slow. Well, now it actually may have legitimate malware in it. HP found that some of the bloatware they were putting on PCs had keyloggers that were stealing people's passwords and financial records. So there you go. Now you know why I typically, even if I get a new PC, will wipe it and reinstall the operating system fresh and clean so I don't have all that bloatware. Matter of fact, it's frustrating enough, all the junk that Microsoft's doing these days. Don't you want to use Edge? Come on, don't you really want to use Edge? It's faster. It's safer. No, it's not. And you annoy me. You're having my very own operating system that I have purchased pop up and tell me to use another one of your products. That is not classy, Microsoft. Matter of fact, it's downright annoying. Just saying. And then they pop up and say, would you like to link your operating system on your PC to your phone? No, don't ask me every single day if I want to do that. I guess that's why they call me the computer curmudgeon. I'm really ticked off about this. So anyway. But I like to try to keep a better attitude, you know what I'm saying? Speaking of Microsoft Edge, Microsoft Edge is now on Android. Guess what, Microsoft? I ain't using it there either. I now have one more place not to use Microsoft Edge. Just saying. So I'm going to stick with Chrome. You guys do what you want to do. I will say I'll throw Microsoft one little bone. I will say that Edge is pretty fast. And it is way better than Internet Explorer. But it ain't Chrome. You know what I'm saying? Matter of fact, the end of this article says that Microsoft now has about 80 extensions available for Microsoft Edge browser. Chrome has thousands and thousands that do all kinds of cool stuff. So, which one do you think I'll use? I have mine all customized and fixed up exactly like I like it. So I'm not moving to Edge. And Microsoft, you can bug me all day long. I still ain't moving to Edge. Okay? Okay. So I trust you enjoyed this netcast. Hope you like the lighting. It's a little better. My face looks pinker than it did. I actually have a little healthy look to me, instead of being all washed out as I was. At any rate, join us again next time. Remember until then that the doctor is out of here.
Dr. Bill, the computer curmudgeon, is a production of DrBillBailey.net with all the honors, rights, and privileges thereunto appertaining.